and put it down, and then take the hay and
put it on top.
Uh-huh. Put it around that pole.
Around that pole, huh? I can't remember all that now.
Uh-huh. What about when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year? You call that the...
Call that when the winter time, fall of the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the little piles of hay that you have out in the field, did you ever hear a name for them?
Little piles of hay?
Uh-huh.
That's like a farm, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear a name for those little piles?
No.
And, well, some of these questions I ask are more for, you know, the country.
Yeah,
you know.
I know. They know how hard it is. I'm mad about it. Some things I know and some things I don't.
Mm-hmm. Where would you store corn?
Throw corn, like on, in the yard, like gardens.
Uh-huh.
We have gardens, like, and we plant them.
Do you ever hear of a corn crib or corn barn?
Called barn. No, nothing but a corn, a yard, a garden. That's all I know. The corn used to grow in the corn,
well, where
on,
where
in the garden.
Store it? Where you'd keep it?
Keep it in the... You mean in the ground?
Uh-huh.
In the ground? No, it's or something like that. You used to call it, but the ground we used to call it.
Uh-huh. What about storing grain?
Grapes?
No, grain, like you'd feed to animals.
Oh, grain.
Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
No.
And where would horses be kept?
Hmm?
Where would you keep horses?
Oysters?
Horses.
Horses in the stable.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals can walk around. You call that a...
Farm? Not a farm. It's something like a farm.
Well, do you ever hear of a barnyard or a cow lot?
Barn. Must be a barnyard that they used to come and keep them in, huh?
And... where you turn the animals out to graze?
On the farm.
Uh-huh. Or out in the...
out in the air, in the glass, in the air, like...
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of the
pasture?
Turn them into pasture?
In the pasture road.
What about pasture? Do you ever hear of that?
In the yard, something?
Uh-huh. And you might have a little... fenced-in place where you can shut the cows up to milk them. You call that
a little bone, something like that. Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen?
No.
And the animals that you get bacon from are called?
Is it bacon of the cow?
Or you get pork from?
Oh, the cow?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And
what about the animals that really stink?
Like sheep.
Uh-huh. What else?
And the lambs. And the cows.
What about...
and the hogs.
Uh-huh. Where are the hogs kept?
They're kept in the barn, too.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a fenced-in place to keep the hogs?
Can't think of that name now.
Do you ever hear of a hog pen or a pigsty?
That's right, a hog pen.
Uh-huh.
They kept them in. Uh-huh.
And say if a place had, there was a farm that had a lot of milk cows and they'd sell the milk and butter, what would you call a big place like that?
They'd call that something like a farm, too.
Uh-huh. Or if they
milk
have
farm.
A lot of milk cows, they'd call it
dairy, so like a dairy?
Uh-huh.
Make dairy.
Where did y'all used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
These by old ice boxes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And by used to have bad ice.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you'd have to go to the ice house and get it. And sometimes the ice man would come by with him, we'd buy a piece and put it in the ice box some days.
Where would you keep potatoes or turnips during the winter?
We'll keep them sometime in the... sometime in the ice box.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And say if you raised a lot of corn, you say, this year we had a
good stack of them.
Uh-huh. Or we raised a big
farm.
What, did you ever use the word crop?
A crop, too? No, I haven't been on a farm or nothing like that. I don't know much about it. But I just like a little garden out in the yard. That's all I always know, you know. When my mama used to think and my... No, that's all I know. And we used to put a little garden in the backyard, little snap beans and some arch potatoes, sweet potatoes, okra, things like that.
And say if you raised a lot of cotton, the cotton grow out in a big...
In a big farm.
Or the area you have planted, you'd call that a...
Some kind of like a land.
Well, do you ever use the word patch or field or lot?
No.
Did you ever hear that word, field?
Field, a field like, huh? Yeah, I think I did hear about field.